One night, you will calmly put a knife to your husband's penis and promise to cut it off. It will scare him so much that the next day, he will call his family members for a meeting in the house. He will not call your family members, but you will not care. You won't need them. Your husband's family will crowd the new apartment, a bedroom and a parlor called self-contained by Lagos agents you got 3 months ago. It will feel like they surround you. They will exclaim, sigh, frown, click their tongues, gnash their teeth, and repeat a million times that you committed an abomination. His pot-bellied uncle, Buraimo, who always leers at your bosom, will point at you and say, "Shebi, I told him not to marry you. I said marry someone from your tribe. Igbo women are dangerous." He will say this while ogling your bosom. Well, I blame him for not handling you properly. Because if it was me who was handling you, eh? He will beat his chest in anguish at this point. His eldest sister, Azizat, will pretend to appeal to your shared womanhood. "Isi, as a woman myself, I know men can be difficult, but what you have done is terrible. No woman has done this thing in our family. In fact, it is a disgrace to womanhood to want to cut your husband's member. Haba, if you cut Lukman's member, how will you people have another child? You know we expect your next child to be a boy."